Igbo society is said to be a patriarchal one, which gives recognition to the male folks, not minding the fact that women and girls form almost half of its population. One manifestation of this is the culture of inheritance, which excludes women and girls from taking part in sharing the estate of their dead husbands and fathers. One of the victims of such custom is Ms. Hope Nkiruka Okoye, who hails from Nibo in Oka South local government area of Anambra State. As the last born in a family of seven children, two boys and five girls, Hope narrated her experience in 2007 after the death of her father.
The room I was using was my father's room when I got admission and left for the university. By the time I finished my youth service and came back, they had packed all my loads out of that room. If I'm a man, nobody would do that to me. Even that little stipend that he was giving me from the rent from his landed property in Onitsha, that one my father gave me was the last thing I could ever benefit from him. All of us, the females, we don't do anything about that landed property. Worse still, my own mother, that property, two of them worked for it together, but she didn't even inherit that place. It's my two brothers.
That experience was not without economic and psychological effects, as further enunciated by Hope.
Disinheritance of women in Igbo land is impoverishment. I would have fallen a victim of human trafficking. Since I don't have any other source, do you know at a point, I had to put up that fight to retain my personal esteem. I started resisting my brothers.
Investigations across the six selected communities of Anambra State, including Nri, regarded by many as the cradle of Ndi Igbo, show that Hope's experience is only a manifestation of the custom of the people. The traditional ruler of the ancient kingdom of Nri, His Majesty Eze Obidiegu Onyeso, shared with Radio Nigeria the position of Igbo culture on inheritance.
Land is always the center where you determine inheritance. So in our own setup, it is the male that shares the culture of land. We say, if you can own a land, then you can swear an oath for your family. Women cannot go and swear oath on behalf of her family. Every deity is associated with male. Inheritance has to do with deity and spirit of man. If a man dies, his first son inherits his obu, main house, like where he lives. If a man has more than one wife, the other subsequent land, he will not share with his first son of other wives. And then the first son will not give each part his portion of his own land. The woman now married out will take a new name, the name of the husband, and founds a new obu, first son of over there that woman will marry there. That's his own obu, and start with that.
Ezeri, however, said a man is at liberty to give out his houses built outside his ancestral home to his female children, but those properties still don't belong to the daughters forever, as according to him, they must return to the family when the daughters finally die. The custom, as further gathered, however, permits women to inherit their mothers. Igwe Ralph Epe is the traditional ruler of Enugu-Ukwu in Ujikoka local government area.
If we follow the culture properly, a woman has no right to any land. Even if she's living on her father's compound forever, she could cultivate pieces of land, but those land don't belong to her. When she dies, the land reverts to the male children. She has no right whatsoever.
The situation is the same at Ebenebe, Oka North local government area, as revealed by the traditional ruler of the town, Igwe Chris Naibuna.
Except if the father gave her some of the property when he was alive. But when the man dies, nobody will ever give any portion of land to a female child. But if someone is in school and it happens that the father dies and has some money to keep for their children, they have to give the students their own share to complete their education. They cannot abandon them.
Chief Godwin Moanuva is the secretary to the traditional ruler of Nando in Anambra East local government area.
In Nando community, let's say if I die, my daughters can never receive anything belonging to me. Unless, as I am still alive, if I like my daughter to give them anything. But when I die, those my sons will share my belongings. Their brothers can touch them anything if they want. They can give them land. If a woman marries and she could never be a male child, she has nothing there in the husband's compound.
Radio Nigeria also sought to know from Chief John Olibie what the custom of Ukwo in Dunukofia local government area says about inheritance.
Women are not considered at all because there is this culture of men representing the father's kingdom. If you don't have men, in your family, then the kindred will inherit your property.
Chief Ben Enemo, the President General of Adazi Nuku in Anyosha local government area, spoke on the custom in his community.
It's mainly for the male issues of the deceased. It is expected that the male children should take care of their mother. Don't condemn one culture against another. In Yoruba land, for instance, women, the men, they share everything equally.
However, a legal expert, Chief S.U.S. Mbanaso, said human beings are equal in the face of the law.
From legal point of view, there is nothing like the inheritance of women in Yoruba land. The chapter 4 of the Constitution makes it very clear that you cannot disinherit anybody by virtue of the circumstances of his birth, gender. So that one is a general application and take precedence or by any other customary law. It's only when people want to be mischievous, they will rely on mundane laws, mundane customs.
The resident council of the International Federation of Women Lawyers, FIDA, in Anambra State, Mrs. Ifoma Kachi, categorically stated that the customary law of inheritance in Igbo land is a contravention of the rights of women as entrenched in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights of 1984. The Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, CEDAW, the African Charter on Human and People's Rights of 1981, and even the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, 1999 as amended. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Article 2, stipulates that everyone is entitled to all rights and freedoms set forth in the Declaration without any distinction of any kind, such as race, color, sex, language, religion, etc. According to Mrs. Ifeoma Kachi, there are already decided cases at the Supreme Court of the land which held that widows should not be denied access to their husband's property for any reason.
The latest was decided in April 2014, Onyibo and Ekwe and another against Mrs. Maria Nweke. The case from Oka here, a woman was deprived of the land because she didn't have a male child. The Supreme Court now held that as far as a woman was legally married, whether she has male child or not, that they had no right to take her property, the landed property, from her. The reason they brought the case to the court was that she had just 6 females without a male child. Nobody should take over their father's property. The Supreme Court judgment was that it was repugnant to natural justice, equity, and good conscience.
The Supreme Court also heard in another case, the same April 2014, which was instituted by Mrs. Louise Chituru Ukeje and Eyinaya Lazarus Ukeje against Mrs. Gladys Lazarus Ukeje, that the native Igbo law and custom, which disentitles female children from inheriting their deceased father's estate, is in conflict with Section 42, Subsection 1A and Subsection 2 of the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, 1999, as amended.
The male child brought the case and said that he is the only person that has a right to his father's inheritance. The Supreme Court held no. As far as the man had children, whether girls and boys, all of them are to share the properties of their father equally, whether they are married or not.
Despite all these legal provisions, disinheritance of women and girls is still a concern to everyone who appreciates the equality of the male and female sexes as enshrined in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. However, FIDA blamed the problem on lack or low level of awareness among the people, especially women.
Women be so scared because of the custom. It's when you speak out, people will be able to help you. So we are now creating the awareness about these laws that you have your right. Come. That will help you.
The legal practitioner, Chief Mbanaso, advised the people, especially women, to take advantage of reliefs already provided for them in the state.
Anybody that feels that he's been disinherited of his property can run to a public defender in the Ministry of Justice. If you cannot have access to a legal practitioner that can advise you, and the FIDA, International Federation of Women Lawyers, also help to make sure that women, particularly widows, can get access to protecting their rights.
Igwe Raf Epe of Enuguku, his counterpart in Ebenebe, Igwe Chris Naibuna, and the President General of Adazi Nuku, Chief Ben Enemo, said the culture is gradually being overtaken by civilization and modernity.
Gradually, the present behavior of people as a result of enlightenment may begin to give him right in the next 20 years, in this what official rights. For instance, I've made my will and I've given part of my property to my daughter, even to my grandchildren. And many are doing like that.
Many parents are now educated and they always write their will. When they are still alive, they share their properties equally to their children, both male and female. That's why we now encourage such a thing to take place, especially in Ebenebe here. But I already see it already. My female children will get their own share of my property.
Culture is dynamic. In the near future, it will become part of the culture again for women to inherit part of their father's property.
The 76-year-old secretary to the traditional law of Nando, Chief Monova, was also optimistic that the custom will be discarded over time.
My female children take care of me more than male children. This old traditional female child having no share in the family. Within a short time, I think it will be abolished. If we stop it today, it will never do any harmful thing to people.
Be that as it may, Ezeri Ezeobi Diego Onyeso, a member of his cabinet, Chief Imai Melife, and Ichie John Olibie of Upo, maintain the view that the old customs should continue to hold sway to sustain the peace in various communities in Iboland.
I agree with the quality of human race, but it does not matter if you don't inherit land. Your civil rights is not abridged in any way. We cannot just rush it because we want to modernize our system.
Women are still married outside their family and they will inherit property of their husband. They won't start getting double share.
If there is a specific case of a court judgment, then it's meant for that particular case. Our culture remains our culture.
Legal experts said the two Supreme Court's judgments remain precedent for anyone who wants to seek legal redress against such harmful cultural practices. They also expressed the hope that women would ride on the wings of these judgments to ward off any threats to their rights and privileges. In Awka, Alfred Ajayi, reporting for Radio Nigeria.